Blog Talk Radio.
What you working for? Going hard. A big house? A new car? Lead your life like a Hollywood star? But do you know who you are? Or do you know what your purpose on earth is? All the materials you worship is worthless. It ain't about money, cars, and clothes, and everything that glitter ain't gold.
Hustle, hustle, hustle.
Hustle, hustle, hustle.
What are you hustling for?
Good question.
You say it's all about the money and not perfection of your soul. In the gutter where your mind at? Ooh, I bet the devil like that. We let him have his fun, but now we got him on the run. Muhammad got the devil on the run.
That's right.
Farrakhan got the devil on the run.
Yes, sir.
Jesus got the devil on the run.
That's right.
We got the devil on the run.
Yes, sir.
Muhammad got the devil on the run.
That's right.
Farrakhan got the devil on the run.
Yes, sir.
Jesus got the devil on the run.
That's right.
We got the devil on the run.
Yes, sir.
Allahu Akbar.
Allah.
Black on black jaguar.
Black on black jaguar.
Bilal is the jaguar.
Bilal is the jaguar.
Hamam is the jaguar.
Hamam is the jag.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Black on black jaguar.
Black on black jag.
Bilal is the jaguar.
Bilal is the jaguar.
Hamam is the jaguar.
Hamam is the jag. Sublime with the punchline, spiritual warrior, live in the front line. My third eye is precise as a bird's eye. Everything looks small, that's what I call fly. Before your past words gotta decode it, I'm lyrical with mine. Witness the explosion. The mouthpiece carries 16 rounds. Every 16 bars, another MC down. Do what I wanna do, the architect told me to. Destroy all you sellouts, and who you sold it to. I came to bring the game, freedom and justice. Ain't no equality, ain't nobody hot as me. The techniques and bias to my survival. Lyrically, I can go my life unrivaled. Microphone checker, the diabolic one is the oppressor. But in this case, we the aggressor. I'm on the higher echelon, enlightenment. The sun is absorbed by my melanin. Black jaguars, we the best, gotta represent. Devils hate to see a black man with intelligence. Praise to Allah, I deliver the message with poetic justice, rhythm and eloquence. He left his message with those who believe it happened in the divine rhyme scheme of things. They won't beef, but I'm a vegetarian. One nation under God, soldier Samaritan. Now everybody raise your right hand and say, permission to fall into Muhammad right.
Muhammad got the devil on the run.
That's right.
Farrakhan got the devil on the run.
Yes, sir.
Jesus got the devil on the run.
That's right.
We got the devil on the run.
Yes, sir.
Muhammad got the devil on the run.
That's right.
Farrakhan got the devil on the run.
Yes, sir.
Jesus got the devil on the run.
That's right.
We got the devil on the run.
Yes, sir.
Allahu Akbar.
Allah Akbar.
Black on black jaguar.
Black on black jaguar.
Bilal is the jaguar.
Bilal is the jaguar.
Hamam is the jaguar.
Hamam is the jaguar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allah Akbar.
Black on black jaguar.
Black on black jaguar.
Bilal is the jaguar.
Bilal is the jaguar.
Hamam is the jaguar.
Hamam is the jaguar.
Okay. Let me just remind you, if you are having background noise, please mute your phones because we want everybody to be able to hear. And if you are talking by speakerphone or if you have your computers on, please mute them so it will not distort the sound. And we're going to try to bring back in Brother Ali. We lost him some kind of way. So let's see if we can get him back in. And I guess not. Okay, let's see.
Not been set up yet.
Okay. Okay, well, he's going to have to call back in. All right, so let us begin. In the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful. I'm sorry?
He was asked, could you call him right now for the text message?
Okay. Hold on. All right, and let's get him on the phone. I'll try to call him one more time.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Is this Student Minister Robert?
Yes, ma'am, it is. I so apologize.
No problem. Okay, we're going to get started. In the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful, who came to us in the past person of Master Farah Muhammad, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is indeed his messenger, and I further bear witness that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is our divine reminder, leader, teacher, guide, warner, and comforter in our midst, and it is my distinct honor, privilege, and pleasure to greet all of you once again in our nation's greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, ma'am.
Thank you, my dear brothers. Okay, okay. I think we got everybody back in the house now, and please bear with us, listening audience, those of you on the phones and in the chat room with any technical difficulties we may have. And I am so looking forward to this broadcast tonight. We have a very distinguished panel with us this evening, so I'm going to allow them to come front and center like the soldiers that they are and introduce themselves. And, of course, I have to be biased because I am from Compton. I have to represent, so I got to start with my brother, Student Minister Robert Muhammad, Muhammad Mosque number 54. Assalamu alaikum, sir. Come down front and center, soldier, and present yourself because you need no introduction.
Well, it goes along. Well, of course, I have to start off as my sister did and witness that there's no God but Allah, but thanking Allah for his divine spirit that traveled throughout the centuries of time and came to us in the hills of North America in the person of Master Farah Muhammad. Definitely have to bear witness and thank Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Messiah. And I have to thank Allah for the man that raised his voice and pulled me out of the grave and saved me, the Honorable Minister Farrakhan. I meet and greet all of the brothers in the greeting words of peace of Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum,
sir. Yes, sir. This is Brother Minister Robert from Compton. I, as well, dear sister, am very excited to be on the line. Of course, with you, dear sister, and thanking you very much for giving us an opportunity and a forum to speak about our soldiering efforts. But I am honored just to be one of the panels on the show, and I'm honored to be sitting in Compton as we speak, ready for the showdown, ready to throw down. And the brothers told me about this challenge that we got. So as the youngsters would say, it's on and popping. We are ready. So I'll let the brothers have the chance to have something to say. But I love you all, but don't be upset. We're going to do it from Compton. We're shutting everybody down in the name of Allah.
Uh-oh.
We're glad that, though, that y'all stepped forward to help us. We're glad about that. But when it comes to this final call, man, and when it comes to the soldiers that we got on deck, man, we're going to handle everybody in a nice and proper way. May Allah bless y'all, though. I am here on the phone. This is me, Brother Robert. Thank you so much for giving me an opportunity. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Yes, sir. And, you know, Brother Robert, I heard we had some competition now, so I'm going to allow is Brother Derek on the phone. Brother Derek, for real?
Yes, yes. All right, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
Yes, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. I bear witness that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the Exalted Christ, and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is the divine reminder, warner, and mercy among us. And that Brother Derek Farrell is the chaplain of the Final Call newspaper, the best to ever do it. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, Brother Derek, tell us a little bit about yourself, like where you from.
Well, originally I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana, and by the grace of Allah, ever since I joined the Nation of Islam, you know, Allah, he put wings on you the day that you get your letter passed and you recite. So I've been blessed to be all around the United States and across the world, just pushing the Final Call newspaper in the middle of the street, hand-to-hand, door-to-door, you know, like the minister wants us to do. And like in the early 90s, I held down the number one spot in Final Call sales by the grace of Allah, and I'm just back at it, stronger than ever. And just ready to take on the spirit of righteous competition and hopefully inspire all my brothers across the nation to get involved and make our job fun, because it's definitely fun raising the dead. I feel like it is anyway. And, you know, like I said, the spirit of righteous competition, we all love boxing. We love Floyd Mayweather. We love to watch football and basketball and whatnot. But this right here, it's not a game. It's not a sport. But at the same time, it's the spirit of that type of competition that help us to be great at what we do, and that's saving the lives of black people, and we got to have fun with it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, well, let me introduce the brother who first brought it to my attention on behalf of our dear sister Hassani, Brother Ali. And I don't know how to pronounce your middle name, so I'm just going to say Brother Ali. As-salamu alaykum, sir. Come down front and center, soldier. Introduce yourself.
Wa alaykum salam. I'm Brother Ali Muhammad, IRS Muhammad. IRS stands for International Rap Scientist. If y'all didn't know, all of us is rappers.
Oh.
Brother Ali, Brother Hashim
oh, okay.
is a rapper. We've been promoting his CD, you know, lately, and that's why you see all the pictures on my Facebook with Brother Hashim. And we've been promoting Brother Derek's CD. My brother, he has a single, and then, you know, I have some stuff out too. But that's not what this is about, but just by the way, we're all rappers, and you know, that's something how Allah blesses all of us to use the tools that we have to get to the people. But with this Final Call newspaper, you know, in the name of Allah, the merciful, we always begin. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, who came to us in the person of Master Farah Muhammad, the great Mahdi, who was to come and did come. I bear witness that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is his exalted Christ, living Messiah, the right hand of God, on the wheel, alive. And I further bear witness that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is the Jesus in our midst, currently walking through the scriptures of Bible and Holy Quran. I want to say that I thank Brother Derek for the great heart that it took to challenge such a brother as Ali, you know, Ali meaning the most high, and we're going to get the Final Call, the most high. So thank you, brother, for inviting me to your defeat. I appreciate that.
Okay. Hold on.
Me and Brother Dick, we both have to say that Brother Hashim is a great brother, and I'm not going to steal all his introduction, but the book that we study in the FOI class called Path, Brother Hashim is the writer of the book. I'll let him talk about that, but we're more than honored to have him as a brother and friend among us, and as a supporter and backer. So that's me. That's my introduction. I'm sticking to it. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Okay, and last but certainly not least, brother, let me make sure I get this right, Hashim Redeemed Hakeem. Assalamu alaikum, sir, and front and center soldier, and introduce yourself.
Wa alaikum salam, man. To all the listeners, I'd like to say, on behalf of the Supreme Captain's Office, who endorsed me to go throughout the nation to help brothers master what they have already been practicing throughout the years, which is distribute the Final Call, I greet you all with the universal greeting words of peace in Arabic language. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa-alaikum salam.
Wa-alaikum salam, sir.
I sit here right now in my home in Indianapolis, which is temporarily going to be my residence. I'm moving to Detroit to help train the brothers there this weekend. The book called The Path is just a tool. A lot of brothers have the mind frame that, man, I don't need nobody to help me or teach me how to sell the Final Call. That's not what I'm teaching. I'm really sharing the fact that it's not that brothers and sisters don't want to propagate the faith. I'm sharing the fact that many of us don't know how. We don't know how to speak the language. We don't have we don't have the versatility to adapt to the various lifestyles that we are supposed to be benefiting from. We're taught that we're supposed to have friendships from all walks of life. That's not just Muslim friends. That's not just Christian friends. All walks of life, we're supposed to have friends from within those communities. But if we can't speak the language, or we can't extract from them, or if we cannot get the pearl out of the fish's mouth, as we're taught, it's mainly because we don't know the language or the how-to. So the book that Allah wrote, he just used me to put it together. It's called The Path, and the P stands for patience, the A stands for attraction power, the T stands for technique, and the H stands for humility, which is the most important out of all the acronyms, the H, which is humility. So all these attributes, Brother Derek and Brother Ali, must have in order to do what they've been doing. They've been doing this work, and I thank Allah for these type of brothers who not only do it in their city, but do the same thing wherever they go, who discard excuses as to why they cannot propagate the faith. And on that note, there's some brothers like in the military. In the military, they have every occupation that we have in the real world. But in the military, all of them must know how to shoot a weapon. It should be like that for us as believers. All of us should know how to propagate the faith via the final call. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said they lose arms, legs, lives in the military. But some of us have made excuses that we don't have time. Selling the final call is not half as bad. So the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us that the propagators of faith are the greatest servants of Allah, because they're not ashamed to represent Allah. Thus, Allah will not be ashamed to represent us in time of need.
Praise be to Allah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Our praise is due to Allah. Okay, well, you know, I just want you to know, brothers, that we have a lot of believers who listen to the show, but we also have some people who are other faith persuasions. So just to give them an idea of the basis of the push for the final call, I'm going to ask you, Brother Ali, what is the motivation for this competition? You know, how did you all come up with this righteous form of competition?
The righteous competition, it didn't start today, it didn't start yesterday or last year or 10 years ago or even in the prior to 75 years of the 60s and 70s and 50s of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. The righteous competition actually started when Master W.D. Farad Muhammad came to us, of course, July 4th, 1930, and he came to us asking us questions. He came to us giving us problems, and he came to us asking us solutions to the problems. He gave us a demonstration of what we were supposed to do by raising 25,000 people in 3.5 years. And he asked us in our problem book that we have in the Nation of Islam, who will be the helper, who will get to the people, who will hurry, and who will get the locks and the rusty locks and so on and so forth. He asked us, and he told us that he would reward us for the neatest and quickest worker of the problem. Well, what Brother Hashim did, and I thank Allah for that, brother, he put together a book to help some of the problems be cracked in the problem book, whether he knows it or not. Because if I benefit, when I went to the captain's retreat, Allah blessed me to be there with my father and the rest of the captains and first officers. Brother Hashim was there teaching. And I told him a lot of the stuff in the book I use, but I learned some things from the book. And I wasn't ashamed to say that one of my colleagues helped to teach me, because we could learn from a parrot if the parrot is speaking the truth. Hell, I'll listen to a parrot. So when I say that, I'm sticking right here at Righteous Competition. Master Farad Muhammad, he asked us. So the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has been his greatest helper in this dispensation
because his ability to raise the dead. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, if I had 10 more like Farrakhan, I could take the country. He didn't say, I only want Farrakhan, but he said, through Farrakhan, I'll get all my people. Now, Farrakhan is the door to the people because of his expression of the word. Like the Bible said, you know, just go, you know, just go to one, you know, type of person. And then at a certain time it said go to the Jew, the Gentile, and go through all the land, right? Right? Okay. Well, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has helpers that are helping us to go through the land. Now, I pray a lot that I'm one of those people, but what I do know is what you read in a book like what Brother Hashim read, wrote in Path, these are keys to be able to run up on anybody and speak their language. So I said, you will not be successful in reaching the people unless you learn to clearly speak the people's language. Now, what Brother Derek, see, Brother Derek is like one of them lions that didn't escape up out them bars. And he on the loose. So he's after the people, and he's after the people. So when he sees another brother that's after the people, he ain't slick. What he did was he said, whoever after the people, I'm going to get around them, and I'm going to take all their energy. Brother Hashim just gave it to us free for $10. He just sold it to us. But Brother Derry, he going to come, and he going to get what you got, and he going to add it to himself. But it's not what I got because it is all from Allah. So whoever we go around, Brother Derry, Brother Hashim, myself, and whoever else has the spirit by Allah's permission, we openly say, here, take all we have to offer, because none of it ain't our own. So sorry for the long explanation.
Praises due to Allah. Okay, and I want to go to Student Minister Robert now. Student Minister Robert, I want to ask you a two-part question. Why is getting the final call paper out so important, and why is the Final Call newspaper the number one program of the Nation of Islam?
Yes, ma'am. Well, first of all, the Final Call newspaper is not just the newspaper that makes it important. As I was listening to the brother, he quoted something that was very important. You know, first you go to the lost house, the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and then go to all the land to go to everyone or the Gentiles and preach this gospel. What is this gospel? This gospel is the good news that God did come. The good news is that who from the lost house have been found and restored. The good news is that God is on the scene, and he's on the scene to set down the devil and Satan and his wickedness, and he's going to restore the lost black man back to his original position. That's good news, because once we're restored back, then we're going to restore the whole earth back, the whole universe even. So this is good news. And our people who have not had the news must get that good news. And the best way to get it is you can't put all of that on one man. That man can teach at Savior's Day. That man can teach at on October, Holy Day of Atonement. That man can come to your city and your town, but that voice has to be a constant voice that it can get in the hearts, in the minds of the people, to raise the people. I heard the brother speaking about speaking the language, that we can get among the people and speak the language. Well, what is the language? There's only one language for the original man, and that's the language of righteousness and of God. And once we get among the people and give them that paper, and then they could read the language and get the language of righteousness, it turns our people completely around. That's why we sell that final call for all of our Christian brothers and sisters that is on the line. Our mission is like the mission of the disciples. The disciples had to go out and preach the words that Jesus was giving them. Also, Jesus told them to go out and heal the people and remove the devils and the demons out of the people. And he gave them disciples power to do that. Well, our power is the final call. In the final call is going to teach you how to eat to live. In the final call is going to give you the message of God's Messiah, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, in our midst. In the final call is going to give you the message of their divine representative. And this is going to break the chains of our people that has been on us for over 400 and something odd years. So to the brother that can sell the most, that brother then is the inspiration for those that might not can sell or get that to the people, man, or get it out there to the people. And don't say to us that, why should you sell the final call? Why not give it away? Well, a man came to Jesus, and he asked Jesus, what can I do to inherit eternal life and get into the kingdom? Well, first Jesus said, do the law. And the man said, well, I'm doing the law. Then he said, go sell all that you have to the poor. Well, the final call is the newspaper and the truth. It's all that we have. And we're selling this to the poor so that you can purchase your redemption. Holy Quran says, may I lead you to a merchandise? Well, this is the merchandise that's going to save your very life. So this is why we sell the final call. We sell the final call to get the word of Jesus out. We sell the final call to get the word of Muhammad out. We sell the final call to break down all barriers between Christians and Muslims and between Buddhists and Jews. We're killing all of that. Allah God don't want no religion today. He wants his spirit to be among the people. So a Muslim or being in Islam is not a religion. It's a way of life, man. That's inclusive to everybody. And that paper is the tool that's going to free us. Now, the other part of your question, dear sister, that you asked me, to that question, you know, sister, I just would like to leave you all with the words because I know that you have a radio show and I definitely don't want to take too much time. But I would like to say this in a word of encouragement to the brothers as they called me and the brothers wanted to come inside of the city and wanted me to know, Brother Robert, we want to be in Compton. And I was so very happy. Of course, I know Brother Hashim is a very beautiful brother and he's made his life out of selling that final call. So have Brother Derek, so have Brother Henry, Brother Ali. I had the pleasure of talking with him the other day. And I'm so proud and happy that these brothers have the spirit to take up with the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan sees for us as our first work. That paper in the Nation of Islam, dear sister, is equivalent to what the sole purpose of every FOI and MGT, might I add, to do. What is our sole purpose? Our sole purpose is to deliver the 17 million plus more to the Lamb of God. Why the Lamb of God? Because the revelation, meaning that somebody finally got it, it was revealed to them, saw that it was a lamb that appeared to be slain before the very foundation of the building of the world. But that lamb wasn't slain because there were those that looked to take a book out of the hand of the one that sat on the throne, but they couldn't take it, dear sister. But the Lamb stepped forward, and he took the book. So when he took the book, then he gave us the book. And every week we got a book called the Final Call Newspaper. That is the actual rebuilding tool of the New Jerusalem that we're using. That's what makes that paper the most important thing in the Nation of Islam. Sometimes as FOI we say it's the number two minister. We should stop saying that. It is the number one minister because it's coming from the number one minister. Come it's on. An extension of him. So if we see the paper like we see
Farrakhan,
we won't have no man sitting on his backside. If we see the paper like we see the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, then we would purchase and get it to our people. If we see the paper like we see the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, then we would be like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He said to the FOI that if he had papers, that he would not only get the paper to our people, dear brothers, he said he would walk and get them to our people, and he would not go home until every paper was sold. What kind of man is that type of man? And do we have men on the phone like this? Look, stop playing with it, man. Come on. For salvation. This is the best army. This is the only army. Don't tell me nothing about no streets. Don't tell me nothing about what you used to do. Tell me about your soldiering for God, because God's army is the only army. So to your question, dear sister, that's what makes the paper the most important thing in our nation, Islam, because maybe I don't have the eloquence. Maybe you don't have the eloquence. It's not talking slick. It's not the gift of gab. It's not your swag that gets you in. You have to learn the language of righteousness of our people. And that paper, as Brother Supreme said, will get you rest. What kind of rest we talking about? We're not talking about going home and go to sleep. We talking about rest from gangs and drugs. We talking about rest from babies getting shot. We talking about rest from not having no employment. We talking about rest from not having a wife, not having a husband. The final call to get you all that, because it's the resurrection tool. Thank you, dear sister, for letting me say a few words.
Praises due to Allah. Teach. Okay. All right. Now, Brother Derek.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you with us?
Absolutely.
I want to ask you, dear brother, so what are some of the challenges that you face selling the final call? And I'm going to tell you why I'm going to ask that question. You know, it's not so much whether someone accepts it or rejects it, but, you know, just being out there on the streets, encountering our people, encountering people who just may be anti-Islamic or whatever. What are the challenges? And the other part of the question is, how do we reach across the aisles of faith to make them see that even though you're Muslim, you're selling the final call, but that this paper is beneficial to all people of all faith persuasions? So what is your challenge there?
Well, the challenges, I wouldn't even call them challenges. I'll call them obstacles. But what it is, as an FOI, we taught to meet and overcome all obstacles. So whatever I may be going through in my personal life don't matter. It's about the spiritually dead people that I'm in front of and can roll their window up on me. They can cuss me out. They can do all of that, but all of that does is build character. That's what the Final Call newspaper does. It builds your character. It makes you the man that God wants you to be. And as the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan said, if you can deal with rejection, then you're on your way to greatness. So anytime I'm rejected, it's probably from a lack of understanding coming from a person, whether they're Christian. They have to understand that we as FOI, we're not here to sell you religion. That's not what the Final Call newspaper is. It's the latest news from a black point of view. That's it. But being that black people have been taught to hate ourselves, that's one obstacle that we all have to face. You know, it's not that they hate us. They hate themselves. You know, anybody who's wrong hates to be reminded of what's right. So when they have a clean-cut brother in the front of them, you know, with a nice suit, nice bow tie on, speaking calmly, being real cordial and respectful, that's all right. And they don't want to be right. So it's like, nah, get out of my face. I'm cool on that. Because all it is we just remind them of what it is to be right. You know, we're not there to condemn nobody, judge nobody, none of that. We just messengers of Allah. And the only job that we have is to deliver the message. I'm not there to teach you. The Final Call is going to teach you. All I got to do is say, here you go, sir. Here's your package. It's a $1 donation. Eventually it'll be $2. And I'm on my way as a delivery man, you know, as a messenger. I just came to deliver the message. So if you don't want the message, then you just hating what is in that package. And what's in that package could be the key to save your life. But because it's wrapped up so nice in a nice suit and bow tie, you just reject it and you just turn it away. You know, you turn it down, your spiritual resurrection. You know, so I'll take all negative and turn it into positive by the grace of Allah. So, you know, there's no other than that, like I said, my personal life, that's just going out there and selling the Final Call takes care of that. That's what Brother Robert was just saying. It gives me rest from anything I may be going through in my personal life. It gives me rest from all of that. And it's really a therapy. You know, it's therapeutic to be out there in the middle of the street and going door to door and just speaking to your people. That does something to my spirit, because at the end of the day, I can go home and say, at least I gave my all to save somebody else's life, or at least attempt to. So I don't even see them as as challenges. It's just that we have to be taught and trained to overcome. And by the grace of Allah, we keep being consistent with moving the Final Call newspaper. We overcome all obstacles, regardless of what they may be. And that's what makes us who the men, and to the men that we're striving to be, such as Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, a man who can walk, you know, with watermelons and speak as a lion. You know, that's what we do.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Okay. All praises due to Allah. Okay, Brother Hashim.
Yes, ma'am.
You with
yes,
me,
ma'am.
Brother? I want to ask you more about this book, The Path, because it's not just about getting an armful of papers and standing on the corner. Evidently, there's some kind of technique that has to go along with that, some type of finesse, that a righteous finesse, though. I ain't talking about no game, and I sure ain't talking about no swag, but a righteous finesse that you have to communicate with our people. So there are many, I'm so sure, because I don't know why Las Vegas then blew up my phones. But I want to give the listening audience an opportunity
right
as
now,
well. I want to give anybody on the phone an opportunity to ask questions, and people in the chat room will type in their questions. But, Brother Hashim, go ahead and tell us about the technique and finesse that it takes to really distribute this paper.
Yes, ma'am. Whatever it is, the technique can help you, whatever it is you have in your hand. I just want to say this. To represent the Final Call, I want the listeners and all of us on the phone to remember that the main consumers of this Final Call newspaper are not necessarily Muslims. Christians buy this paper, mm-hmm. Caucasians buy the paper, Jehovah Witness, which may be my strongest challenge. But if the language is proper and done properly with the technique, they will get the paper. It's not consumed so much by the Nation of Islam, because it's not about the Nation of Islam per se. It's not. People think, and those who resist getting the Final Call newspaper have in their mind frame, I'm a Christian. I believe already in what I believe in. And they think when we have the Final Call newspaper, we're trying to convert them to Muslims, which is not the case at all. The Final Call newspaper, when you open it up, on the first page, the left column at the bottom, it tells you what the paper is. This is a message dedicated to the resurrection of the black man or woman in America and really throughout the whole world. That's what the paper is. So on page 28 in every Final Call newspaper, there's a health page, because our people don't know that, many of us don't know, that they're putting poisons in fast food that's causing diseases just so we can buy medicine to help keep the economy rolling. I mean, many of our people eat it, this fast food, because it's cheap and convenient. But those hospital bills, they aren't cheap and convenient. That's what I'm saying when I talk to people. I'm telling them the information that's in the paper. I'm not saying Final Call all day, because they don't know what that is. They see a bow tie, they see a Muslim, they think, oh, that's for Muslims. So I tell them what's in the paper. There's all kind of articles on sisterhood, womanhood, on health, beauty, fashion, music, trends, I do want to say that it's not media that we're used to. It's real, raw, uncut, non-compromising truth that is checkmate truth that's in this paper. That's reviewed by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan before the paper even goes out, because we don't want no lawsuits on us. So it's all truth that you're going to have to go with and wrestle with yourself. So the technique is not to preach on the intersection. That's what the paper does. That's what the minister do. We give them a lecture for that. Invite them to the mosque for that. We fishermen, and if the fish knew that there was a hook under the bait, fish wouldn't bite. So our job is to let them know, listen, This right here, man, is going to help you. Sister, you want to stay looking like that when you're 80 years old? We got something in this paper to help you keep looking like that. So it's language. It's not per se the Final Call newspaper. So in the book, Queen, is all kind of responses for whoever comes to you. So mm-hmm. The technique contains, for example, I show brothers, don't go pushing a paper in people's faces saying final call. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. Extend the greeting to a person when you see them. That's number one. Greet the person. How you doing, brother? How you doing, queen? How you doing, soldier? How you doing, OG? Depending on who you're talking to, your language switch up, because all fish don't bite the same bait. Okay? So that's number one, the greeting. Number two is, well, they want to know why you're at their door. Why you at my car? I'm trying to go somewhere. What you doing? How can I help you? So before, you know, thought travels 24 billion miles per second. So before they can even get that thought complete, I'm telling them, we just here to reduce violence in our neighborhood because we can't stop it. And a lot of people done gave up on these youth, but we haven't. And if $1 is too much for you to help us in our community, we grateful for whatever. That's number two, the purpose, why I'm here at your door. Number three is the technique of pointing to the dollar. Well, just a heads up, the Final Call newspaper will be going to $2. It will be going to $2, and it's been approved by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Executive Council and the Supreme Captain that the Final Call will be going to $2. So for those brothers and sisters who are pushing the Final Call, who have already set up a rapport with consistency, the transition for them will be easier. So you let them know $2 is too much for you, we grateful for whatever. And then the fourth thing you do is thank the brother or sister, whether they get the paper or not. Now, you do have individuals who get disrespectful. The technique helps you with that. God bless you. Maybe not today, man. They maybe get foul with their language. They may be getting, you know, very aggressive, disrespectful. Get out of my face. Skip Farrakhan. Y'all going to die. Man, God bless you as a response to that. Maybe next time. Keep it moving. Everything I just said is done in 10 seconds. So when you got a brother like Brother Derek and a brother like Ali, they know that I'm not here to preach to you right now. What my job is to do is to get this paper in your hand and let Minister Farrakhan do that for us. Our job is to connect them directly to what got us out here doing this. We see that we used to be ex-killers, ex-gangbangers, ex-drug dealers, ex-everything. And these teachings done cleaned us up like the brother just said. So we telling them, listen, a lot of people done gave up on the youth, but we haven't given up. Since you're not going to get out here and help clean up our youth with us, at least give us a donation to help us do what we have to do in our community. Them bullets don't have no religion on them. Them bullets don't care what you believe in. Our people dying every day. Even gays and lesbians done figured out that unity is power, and that's why they got political power, and we don't. We've been here way before some of these foreigners coming into our country, and they're taking over because of the word unity. So this is a language that we're talking that makes you have to say, hold on, man. This brother's telling me, how much is that paper, brother? Matter of fact, here go $10. Here go $20. And we don't know what kind of friends the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has made for us until we step out in the field and find out. Brother Derek know. Brother Ali know. Brother Minister Robert know. Queen, you know that we got friendships from all walks of life that the minister has made from us. But because we don't go to the door of our neighbor or go to the intersection,
yes, sir,
we don't know that it's already cut out for us just because we stepped up and said, here I am. I am your helper. Use me, O Lord. So the book has all this in it, but it takes 10 seconds to complete a sale, and I have a seminar, and I'm on tour right now endorsed by the Supreme Captain. Just for a heads up, for the last 2 years, the Soldier of the Year at the FOI class have been students of my book, All Praise is Due to Allah. For the last 2 years, there's a brother in Chicago named Rakim who sells 600 a year. And I'm going to close with this. Brother Derek and Brother Ali, what they're doing, me and a brother did that in 2006, and that inspired me to have the standalone record to this day for the most final call sold, to have the most final call sold in one day, and that's 500. So perhaps Brother Derek and Ali, 500 in one day now, not a week, one day. That's a 6 in the morning to 8 in the evening detail, though. So what Brother Ali and Brother Derek are doing, I pray to Allah that they break that record because I can't wait to talk about it and promote it and tell the world. So I just left Philadelphia teaching the brothers out there by a live submission. They went from 2,900 to 4,200 papers, and now they're third in the country with the final call. So this technique is really Praise be to Him. It's very profound. It's not how to sell the final call. It's how to do what the messenger said. It's how to reach the people by the thousands. And what Brother Derek and Brother Ali are doing, by the grace of Allah, if they don't know it, the average final call goes through the hands of 7 people. So if they push in a bundle a day, that's 700 people they potentially reached in one day. Brother Derek and Ali, these brothers out there daily, daily. Brother Derek sold 500 papers this past winter in the worst winter Indianapolis has ever experienced, and it was even in the final call. I know because I wrote the article, and I was out there with him while he was doing it. 500 papers in the winter.
Come on.
The winter now. I'm talking about it was freezing. I'm like, I don't even know what he's doing. But he did it. And all praise is due to Allah. All praise is due to Allah. It's not just how to do it. It's when to do it, why we do it. And the why we do it is to get sin erased off our track record.
Yes,
it's to get grace and mercy put back on our credit card because a lot of believers are maxed out. And the Quran talks about that water that flows beneath us, underneath it, that's what's keep us afloat. So we want to stay afloat. We stop doing this work. We stop practicing what we believe in. We don't drown. That's it.
Wow. Oh, praise the suit to Allah. Salute, soldiers. Salute. Great work, great work. Okay, we're going to take questions from the audience. Let me remind you, press 1 on your dial pad if you have a question for Student Minister Robert, or Brother Ali, or Brother Derek, or Brother Hashim. And since there are so many of you from Las Vegas, instead of going by area code, I'm going to use the last 4 numbers. So area code 2772, I'm sorry, last 4 numbers 2772 from Vegas. Your mic is now live.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam, sir.
I just want to commend these brothers, and this is a very informative topic that y'all are taking on because, you know, I've been in the nation 21 years, and Brother Derek, he came from Indianapolis, Mod 74, and came to Las Vegas. When he came with the spirit like no other, and I gave the brother the title called Spark Plug, because he had so much energy. And when he came to our city, by the mercy and grace of Allah, we did, and we were on a detail with Michael Jackson. I was with Michael Jackson. I was the captain at the time. We went from 2,300 to 4,800 papers, and we did that consistently for one whole month. And brother was constantly motivating the men to get out in the community. And he was helped teaching and training the men. So I just want to say to my, I call him my baby brother. I want to say to him, man, brother, keep up that type of spirit. Because what you do, you energize the young brothers and sisters in the Nation of Islam. You give them something for to see, you know, because the Final Call is the number one program in the Nation of Islam. And when you have the driving force of Allah to do what you do, brother, then we have events like this that take place. See, this is not just a local event. This is a universal event because the Final Call is a universal paper, brother. So I want to commend you and Brother Ali. I haven't met him before, but just to have that spirit, brother, you know, it's something that we say out here in the desert. We say forever Islam because we are not compromising our spirit because we follow the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. So everywhere we go, we want the people to know who we are. And by y'all doing what y'all doing, brother, we love y'all. But, you know, in the spirit of righteous competition, I'm going to ride with my little brother, Brother Derek. Go get him, brother. Let him know how he get down out west, brother.
Yes,
and take him to Brother Ali.
Come on.
Okay. And, brother, what's your name? We didn't get your name.
Brother Kim Muhammad.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Kim, for calling in. Thank you for your comment. Okay, we got a call in from the great state of Illinois. Last 4 numbers, 1707. Your mic is now live.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam, sir. Introduce yourself right quick. Who is speaking to tonight?
Yes, ma'am. This is your brother, Chef Brandon Muhammad. How you doing, Brother Minister Robert, Brother Hashim, our kids? I love you two brothers. you know, I had to call in. I'm sitting here, man, y'all got me in the spirit all over again, all praise due to Allah. I'm telling you right now, man, rain or shine, I didn't switch my plans up for tomorrow, and I got to hit the field. You really, this call is really energizing you, brother.
Right.
Man, I love y'all. Continue the good work. I don't have no questions. I just want to tell you to keep up the good work, and I'm proud of all of you. Just like that. And I got to say, yes, I am in Chicago. I am at our headquarters. Praise be to Allah, brother Hashim. You know I love you, brother. You know that. I love your family. Man, I'm with you to the wheels fall off. But I'm going to tell you, man, I'm Miles 54. God, y'all know where I'm from. But Mr. Rob, you know me, brother. Man, I'm going for Compton. I ride for my nation. I die.
The law work for
that was it. Love y'all. May Allah continue to bless you. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, all right. Now, anyone else, if you want to have a comment, a question, you want to encourage the brothers, and even though this is about the FOI, I would love to hear from some of my sisters just to urge our brothers on and support them and show them some love. So, okay, we're going to go back home now. Area code 310-2623. Your mic is now live.
Assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikumsalam. Who are we speaking to?
My name is Brother Jami. I just had a question for Brother Derek. As
yes,
relating
sir.
To restrictive laws, with general order number, I mean, excuse me, restrictive law number 4, fear no one but Allah. How is it that you built enough courage to challenge Brother Ali, but you still fear your little brother and final call cells?
Oh,
and, you know, I've been running from
hell
you.
Hell nah.
And, you know, they're doing That's my question.
Okay, yes, sir.
How did you overcome the fear, sir?
First of all, man, in our Muslim conduct point number 5, we were taught to speak the truth regardless of circumstances. No lying, big brother. You already know you was in Vegas 2 years ago and you got dealt with real tough, like on that corner.
How'd you overcome
the
Ramadan? Fear,
but we go. But listen,
how'd
anyway,
you
did you
the fear?
What? Okay, but it was never a fear. But what I do is, by the grace of Allah, I try to point out the best soldiers that I know who do this, right, who really do this, who don't just talk it, but who do it. You know, and right now, I love all my brothers. I'm just on my Kendrick Lamar stuff right now. I'm calling out whoever that I feel is the greatest, and Brother Ali was definitely one of the top 3, Hashim as well. And it's just me and Sharpen Me and like Steel Sharpen Steel. Whoever accepts the challenge, that's who I'm looking to take on. And, I mean, you, this heavyweight right now, brother, you in a lightweight division, big brother, so you want
to
stay in a lightweight place. You know what I mean? But that's how I just want to pick the best, you know, that I know personally who really do this in the field every day on a consistent basis in the heavyweight division. And Brother Ali was the number 1 contender, so that's who I decided to roll with.
Okay, all right. Okay, I see the competition is heating up here. All right. Now, let me get something straight. Now, isn't this supposed to be between Compton and Oakland, or is it Compton and
No.
Las Vegas?
No, ma'am. What it is we just chose, like Brother Ali being from Oakland, I'm from Indianapolis, we just wanted a neutral ground to perform out of. So it's not about a city against a city. We just wanted neutral ground. And Compton, we all know, is the hardest city that I feel like in the city of L.A. You know, your hardest rapper came out of Compton. So we say, you know, why not take this to Compton where the weather's nice and the people are ready? They just have to have some real soldiers in front of them. So we chose Compton, California for that. But it's definitely not a city versus a city.
Oh, okay. I needed to know that. All right. We got another call coming from the desert. 5401, your mic is now live.
As-salamu alaykum.
Well, like salam.
I wanted to hear from a sister, so you got a sister on the line.
That's right. Representing the mighty MGP. That's right.
Go
that's
ahead.
Right.
Go
all
ahead.
Praises are due to Allah. This is Sister Janine Muhammad again. The great city of Las Vegas. I got to throw that out there. Brother Derek is my husband, for one.
Yes.
Oh,
you know, but
okay.
this is. But I'm looking at this from a universal perspective. You know, I would say before I joined the nation, it was always the most beautiful thing to me to see the brothers on the corners selling the final call, to see the brothers going in the neighborhood pushing the final call. Because the beautiful thing about it, you know, we weren't used to seeing brothers in suits and bow ties, you know, speaking calm and pleasant to the people, offering them a piece of paper, you know. But now that I understand the purpose and the mission behind it, it just is all that much more beautiful. So I'm hoping and praying that this particular competition, shall I say, righteous competition, sparks the mindset of the believers in general to do more in regards to pushing the final call outside of a competition, you know, and that it comes into our hearts that this is what we're supposed to do. It shouldn't take a competition to spark us up, but if that's what it takes, may Allah be with the best man, and may it always and may it spark around the whole nation to invigorate all the believers to go harder in doing this work and pushing this final call to support our nation. So all praises are due to Allah. This is a beautiful thing, and I'm ready to see it happen.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, sister. Thank you for joining me in the midst of all this testosterone up in here. Thank you, Queen, so very much.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, sister. Okay, we're going to go to, I don't know who this is. Okay, 415, your mic is now live. Area code 415. Oh, that's Brother Ali. Brother Ali? He got dropped. Brother Ali, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. All right. Stand by. We got somebody else on the phone. Oh, okay.
Yes,
okay. Well, we got somebody from Indiana on the phone, and I want to hear what they have to say. So, Indiana, 6750, your mic is now live.
Assalamualaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sister. Who is this calling?
Sister Tawan from Indianapolis, Indiana, mosque number 74. How are you, ma'am?
Oh, praise the Sultan, well, sister, and yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. I wanted to give a quick testimony. I have met three other brothers on the phone, Brother Derek first, Brother Minister Robert, and then Brother Hashim. Brother Derek, in 2005, I wrote an article in the Final Call newspaper, and he was a top soldierman in Indianapolis, Indiana at the time, and he sold over 500 papers in one day.
Somebody bought it up.
He's a very powerful soldier, and I really appreciate his consistency. Brother Robert, I know him personally when he moved here, and he is a hardworking soldier, so he constantly brings the truth, and he doesn't insult anyone. He always makes a person feel very, very good. Okay. And Brother Hashim, I have had the honor to meet him and have him on a conference call dealing with the final call and his book. So I give a shout-out to everyone on the phone. And I have not met Brother Ali as of yet, but from what I can hear, you all are doing an awesome job. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, man.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you, dear sister, for calling in and encouraging our brothers. Okay. If anyone else has a question, I come and press one on your dial pad, and we're going to get to you, but we're going to finish up some questions. I want to talk to Brother Student Minister Robert Muhammad for a moment. Brother Robert, you're out there in Compton, California, and Compton is so different from the 70s when I was there. So, you know, I want to know, how can the Final Call newspaper, the presence of the FOI, impact the youth who are met with so many negative obstacles out there on the streets of Compton? How does the FOI, the Final Call, the Nation of Islam, the Word of Truth, impact their lives?
Well, yes, ma'am. Well, you know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us that when you go amongst our people, and you're opposite of the filth that this world puts on you, you automatically are an attraction. And as the sisters have stated, and as all of the brothers on the line have stated and bore witness to, that there's something different about an FOI. Whenever we go through any city, through any neighborhood, when we go in force, when we go with righteousness on us, when we go clean in front of our people, and I might add, you know, can't nobody dress like the FOI. And it's really not the clothes that we have on, but it's the men that are inside of the suits. But when we get among our people, then our people want to be like us, in particular the men. The men want to be FOI. They're just waiting for us to come amongst them and train them. And that's why our instructions is not ask all men and boys, but make all men and boys join the FOI. So when I go out on the streets, when Brother Derek goes out, when Brother Student Captain Richard goes out on the streets in Compton every week, even if it's just two of us. Just last Saturday was me and Student Captain Richard and one of the lieutenants, Brother Eric. We was in the Imperial Course, one of the hardest projects in the country. But just three of us went through there, and all of the brothers, man, they love the FOI. They love the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. These brothers may have gang barriers that prevents them from going to one part of the city because of a real gang violence and because they may actually lose their lives. But that Final Call newspaper can bring the mosque to them. So, dear sister, you know, you might not have been in Compton in a long time, but ain't nothing changed. It's still the same thing in Compton. It's still the same dynamics that we are trying to raise. But I can assure you, if you come to Muhammad's Mosque number 54 today, we got a picture in the mosque where we had a new generation of Crips and Bloods make their truce meeting right at Muhammad's Mosque number 54. Just in the Final Call newspaper, you all read that we were able to shut down the prostitution that was read on Long Beach Boulevard around Muhammad's Mosque number 54. If you take a peek into the city or come into the city, all of the rappers love Muhammad Mosque number 54. That's from this city. They love the mosque. They love the mosque from back then. They love the mosque today. And you know we're getting among our people because the hottest thing on the Twitter and on the topic of the youth lips now is Jay Electronica and Jay-Z talking about the teachings. So that's bearing the witness what going amongst our people and getting among our people can do. The teachings is going all out there now. So thank you, dear sister.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. We have another call from the West Coast. So 8517, your mic is live. You have a question or comment for anyone on the panel? Last four numbers, 8517. Going once, going twice. Okay, well, maybe they'll say something later. Okay, now I want to get back to you, Brother Ali. Is your phone okay now?
Yes, ma'am. My phone is fine. Yes, ma'am.
He just nervous. That's all. Go ahead.
Okay, and Brother Ali, now, let me be clear. Now, what city are you in now?
Oakland. I was born
Oakland.
And raised in Oakland.
Okay.
You know that?
Okay,
I ain't
going to say
nothing
about
Oakland.
Oakland
is just like Compton, so it's very similar.
Oh, no, there's no place like Compton. Don't get it twisted. Okay. I'm going to let you have that one. But
hey, DJ Quick,
let me ask you, though, about the children and the youth in the Bay Area there.
Okay.
You know, every city has its demons, has its challenges with the youth. And you know, I am a psychologist. I work with children. I work in the juvenile court system. I want to know, you know, what is the impact on the youth in Oakland, and how do they relate to you? How do they relate to the Final Call? How do they relate to the Nation of Islam in that area? Because, you know, irregardless to what anyone says, 20 years of dealing in the juvenile court system, what I have learned is that if I do not go into the courtroom to advocate for these youth, using Message to the Black Man, using the Holy Quran, using the Fall of America, you know, using all of these books that, you know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has given unto us, then I don't win. So I have not lost the case because I stand on that. So I want to know, how is it impacting the youth, and do you really see a turnaround in them once you encounter them?
Yes, ma'am. That's a very, very deep question. All praise due Allah. Thank you for asking. Absolutely. I absolutely see a turnaround. Oakland is a little different due to the fact that Huey and Angela and Bobby and, you know, the Panthers started in Oakland, of course. And, you know, there's just a certain amount of people use the word game, but it's really not game. It's a heightened awareness. So even though you have people that are acting crazy and a fool, right? Right after they finish doing the hyphy dance, they could teach you all about what you're trying to teach them. But as we talk about in FOI, we always say that, you know, our black men are FOI by nature, to be honest with you. Fruit of Islam, the name given to the military train of men who belong to Islam in North America. Now, wait a minute. When the great master came on his quest from Mecca, he asked how many original Muslims are there in the hells of North America. See, so all of us, he didn't exclude none of us, but the condition that we're in, we basically just need someone to love us and someone to show that they love us. So I'm very good at showing a brother, even though I'm very good at telling him, I'm probably better at showing him, since you asked me personally. And, you know, I treat a brother on the street in the depths of East Oakland, way in the 90s, in the deep East Oakland, in the 60s, Seminary, where I'm at, Acorn in the West, where I'm at, I treat a brother like I would treat a FOI. And they're surprised, like, why are you showing me this much love and you don't even know me? Well, here's the deal. The brother FOI, who I'm treating so good, was just in the streets yesterday. So how can I treat a brother in the street who there now, when Honorable Elijah Muhammad said his best followers was in the street? So when I go out there, I'm trying to treat the best followers like I treat the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I'm bowing. I'm offering them money. Brother, did you need something to eat? Sister, did you need some bread on your table? These are lost pounds. I don't care. And they come back by the spot the next thing and say, here go the $10 that you gave me. And I say, nah, sister, nah, brother, you keep that. That's on the house, right? And then when they see somebody disrespect me, I've had people jump out the car trying to fight the people that's disrespecting me. And I've got to break it up and tell them, nah, brother. You know how Jesus say, forgive them for they know not what they do? I'm trying to tell the brother who's trying to protect me to step back from the brother who's trying to assault me. Because the brother who tried to assault me, he don't know what he's doing. He drunk, he high, his wife just left him, or his baby mama just kicked him out, took the keys. I mean, he's going through it. So I'm trying to talk him down. But I know, like Brother Hashim say, Brother Hashim said of Brother me and Brother Derek, we know the technique. I'm not going to say too much because he might explode. I'm in the middle of the street, and a man got an AK on his lap. On his lap? You think I'm running from him? You think I'm afraid of a gun? I'm ready to die today for the teachers, but I'm ready to live too. So I tell him, brother, like Minister Farrakhan tell, I might not ever see you again. So I'm going to give you this paper, and you don't have to give me nothing. He puts his gun to the side, goes in his pocket, and gives me $50. See, when we love our people, I'm the love man. That's what they call it. I love everybody. Well, I really don't love everybody, but I love my people, right? So I'm going to try to love him more than he hate himself
every time. I hate Farrakhan, brother. I understand somebody told you something crazy. I get it. If they would have told me that, I would hate Farrakhan too. Defused him. He don't even know how he felt. He don't feel that way no more. He said, damn, so you hate Farrakhan too? No, I don't hate Farrakhan. But if they told me what they told you in your condition, I would hate him like you do. But I'm going to tell you, brother, Farrakhan is the best thing that ever happened to me. So dinner's on me tonight, wherever you want to go. Now, a brother might think I'd be selling whoop tickets. But if he took me up on the offer after I got done pushing, I would take that same brother to dinner. See, it's a love mission. That's all it is. So I'm in the street. I'm knocking on the door. I'm talking to this Mexican brother. I don't care that he's Mexican. He's my brother, 17 million with 2 million Indians, making 19 million, all the planet, 4 million, 400 million. I'm looking at the whole picture. But I know we in the worst condition. So my whole thing is love. I don't give a damn what you say to me.
That's not going to cause a Muslim paper.
Really? Okay, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Did you see Bill O'Reilly did you see that Fox News show? Did you see that? Yeah, I saw it. I said, well, you know the Jews on Fox News. Did you know that? No. Or did you ever ask that the person who owned the network, did you ever ask who it was when you watched the show? No. I said, but it's something how we care about who owns the final call, isn't it? And then they give me a dollar after that. Like Brother Hashim said,
yes,
it's all in the untangling of the heart and the untangling of the word. Our people just, all they need to know is we love them. That's all they need to know. Now, excuse my passion and everything, but you asked me a very serious question, so I have to give you a very serious answer. So, thanks, ma'am.
Oh, okay. And I love your passion, brother. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I want to go to you, Brother Hashim, because, you know, I know you teach in technique and all of that, but I want to know about when the brothers encounter the sisters who we call Lost Sound, but those are our sisters. And, you know, how is it best to handle that situation? There's a lot of beautiful women out there, and you brothers on the corner suited and booted. So how do you tell them to handle those sisters that's coming at them like that?
Oh, my.
Come on, Brother Hashim.
Hey, you said that. My wife ran and right in front of me. She's staring at me right now while I'm talking.
Yeah, I didn't mean to get you in trouble.
But listen, it's a really, really serious question. Although we laughed, it's very serious. LBVS, right? So we're about to talk about one of the most challenging things that brothers know is very challenging, because the way that God dressed us is, man, it's so immaculate. And the way Master Father Muhammad set the whole thing up, the way Allah set up, even in the Quran, Surah 5, Ayat 3, this day I have perfected your way of life. He really did perfect it. So how do we handle it? Now, I have been challenged, and I haven't always passed the test. I'm going to just be honest. They don't come. And if you just look out today, I wrote a song on my album called Him or Me, where I told the story of the brother in the street. I painted the picture of the brother in the street. He's balling. He got all kind of money, nice cars. You know, he dressed in a certain kind of way with today's fashion. And then I painted the FOI. The clean cut, the groomed, the suit, the tie, all of this. This is a clear glass, dirty glass. Sisters today are maturing. Even these young girls and these young brothers, let the minister put it, in our sperm stage. But you know, sperm, as long as it has a life force in it, is going to evolve. So our job as brothers and sisters, now listen, our job is just to plant the seed. And we're not going to see the flower the same day we plant the seed.
But if we continue to put the right nourishment, sunlight or whatever, we're going to have a beautiful flower, beautiful rose, parable, beautiful brother, sister, potentially a valuable product, final product as an FOI to MGT. Now, how we handle that, listen, we talk about Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Let's get this straight right now. Our righteousness will sustain us. If we don't want to be sustained, all we got to do is fall into the temptation. There's no way to, there's no lecture for this. They coming, sisters is coming, I mean, this year. They come dressed a certain kind of way.
Right.
One sister
That's
told
right.
me, listen, one sister told me, I know you're married. Can I be your second wife? They come like that. And they come strong. They come with their bosoms out. They come showing their body parts. They come, oh, listen, it's supposed to be like that. It's not unnatural for anybody to go crazy when they see a God. Now, don't act, Jesus had, you know, women all in his feet with their hair. Don't act brand new now.
Bro,
so listen,
come on.
The thing is, we got to stay disciplined. If we succumb to that, we're the same thing what they used to get. I told my son, if a God disappoints a lost found, who else they going to go to for life?
Right.
Who else they going to go to for truth? If we of FOI, MGT, take advantage of these brothers and these sisters, because they're going to find out the truth. The scripture says, and ye shall bow. They're going to think back to, man, that brother did that to me, and he did that. Man, he ain't real. And that's going to make the nation look kind of crazy. So our righteousness is what's going to sustain us. They come in, brothers. They come in, sisters. And this is nothing new. It's been happening, and it's going to continue to happen. But what's going to get them safely over to the other side is our discipline.
Right. That's
yes,
right.
That's it. You don't need
right.
no lecture
okay.
on that. That's real. That's
all right, and I want to see, Student Minister Robert, you have anything you want to add to what Brother Hashim said about the women and what they encounter selling the final call? Brother Robert? Okay, he's on the line. I don't know if his phone is on mute. Okay, we're going
to
take a question from the line. Yes.
Also, we talked, this is what I see him again, that
yes.
FOI, you know, what's the saying, brother Ali, about the FOI? We the envy of men?
Yes, we the envy of men, bro. We are.
The envy of men and all... Listen, all children,
all
our young boys, they supposed to want to be like us. So we
yeah.
didn't have these kind of examples, really. So you got the pimps, you got the drug dealer that the devil's promoting daily, the baller, the promiscuous player. Today, this music promotes. If you ain't got a side woman, you ain't hot today. That's how this society promotes you. So brothers and these young children feel like, man, if you were God, you soft. If you with God, you ain't got no swag. But when they see the FOI,
mm-hmm.
they see these brothers militant, strong, fierce, humble, tolerant. They can fight. They attractive. If you
mm-hmm.
listen to all of us on the phone, we are articulate. We are honest. So brothers saying, sisters flocking to us, this happens to everybody on this phone. It'd be a brother in the car. It'd be a sister in the car. The
mm-hmm.
brother's negative towards the paper. The
right.
sister wants to buy the paper.
Right.
But because we so attractive, she
right.
reached over to hand us the dollar, the brother start disrespecting her and arguing. Because
man.
Deep inside, he's intimidated. Oh, man, so what, you going to give him the dollar after I said no? I said no. She understands the cause. He thinking about, man. She thinking in her head, I wish my man was like this. He
mm-hmm.
thinking, oh, you like him? You just going to disrespect me in front of him? That's how it go.
Right.
So we talk, we the envy of all men. We talk to make all, not ask boys, make them. Make all men and boys join the FOI. We also talk, every move is a move to intimidate. We don't walk timid. We don't walk
offering, please. Would you please donate a dollar to help? We don't talk like that.
No, hell.
We're not timid like that.
No, sir.
So when a woman made, she want to be made secure. And when these sisters see us, listen, sometimes the sister side be packed, and it be brothers, the main one that's inviting them. So listen, this is what I say, Sister Queen, and I advise every brother to say that. This, or put this in your repertoire. Damn, she say, D-A-M-N. It's going to happen every day I'm out there. Are you married? I say, yep. But it's a whole bunch of us at the mosque. It's a whole bunch of us at the mosque. Let me invite, I need you to be my special guest. Perhaps your husband is there. It's a whole bunch of us there to single, though. It'll work every time. I'm going to close on that.
Oh, my and God. Okay. 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 But here's the thing about fishing. And I know this has to be a challenge for you all because, you know, I've been around a long time in the nation, almost 50 years now. And so what I have seen and what I bore witness to is a lot of times, and not all the time, but oftentimes when a brother fits you in, they're after that brother who fished them in, especially if he's single. But the sisters that come to the mosque just for the purpose of attracting an FOI, so to speak, you know, I think that, in my personal opinion, that it needs to be made clear that, you know, you really want to save her. You really want to give her a key to her salvation. And so I'm going to go to Brother Derek. Brother Derek, how do you get that message across to be very clear to the sisters? Because there are so many sisters that have come in because brothers have invited them. And, you know, if it doesn't work out, the sister leaves or, you know, like you said, she's disappointed or whatever. So how can we get a clear message that the brothers love you as a sister, you know, want you to get this life-saving, life-giving teaching, and that Allah will do the rest? How to best convey that message to them?
Well, one thing I tell them is I let them know, like, I ain't perfect at all. I just let them, I'm with Brother Hashim on that one. It's hard. But I let them know that, you know, Islam is perfect. We just not perfect. So you just stick with what the Most Honorable Muhammad teaches through the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and you're going to find what you're looking for. But if you're looking outside the Minister Farrakhan, you're not going to last here long. You know, you're going to be very disappointed. And I actually just spoke to a sister whose husband had got remarried, and she stopped coming to the mosque. I'm like, well, why you stop coming? And she was like, because I can't see my husband there with another one. I'm like, well, that's why the minister has us on the study guide 18 right now, Rising Above Emotions. You know, if you get caught up in your emotions, You will not last long in this. So just be here for the right reasons. And by the grace of Allah, I'm blessed to get a lot of people to come to the mosque every Sunday. And I just let the sisters know, like Brother Hashim said, your husband is there. You know, well, aren't you my husband? Oh, I got a wife too, but your husband is there. You know, and just for the right reasons. You know, get the message and then look for what you're looking for. Get the message first. That's what's important. You know, you're going to set yourself up for disappointment every time. And we as brothers, we have to be honest because what happens is a lot of us, even as FOI, we don't bring sisters around because we either didn't touch them when we weren't supposed to or fed them something that we wasn't supposed to feed them. And they showed up, and now they got disappointed, even by us. So we just have to be real with them and just let them know, look, this is for you, you know, and
go
just
ahead.
Stick with it. Just stick with it, you know. Focus on Minister Farrakhan because he's the only perfect man in this right now. We just striving to be like him. But keep your eyes on him, and everything will be all right.
All praises due to Allah. Yes.
Sister Queen?
Yes.
I'm like I'm this is Student Minister Robert. I'm sorry, my phone got jumbled up. When you called on me, but I hope that you allow me to say one word to all that I've been hearing, if it's okay.
Oh, brother, please, yes.
Yes, ma'am. Well, what I wanted to say was in listening to the brothers, for us as brothers, we have to take on the spirit of God that's coming through the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan. And if our people cannot find hope in us as well, then when the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan goes to the wheel, then are our people to die because there's no more Farrakhan among us? We are Minister Farrakhan. So when we go to our people, in particular if we're talking about the women, you have to go to the street with your war materials prepared. It's not just a final call. It's not just to be able to speak. But, again, we have to be righteous. Our people only try us. Our women only try us because our women have been let down so much. They want to trust and believe in us as saviors. But they also want to try us to see if we the same old dudes that's talking something that we're not able to live. And I want to say on the phone to all of the people that are listening, it doesn't have anything to do with your perfection or your imperfection. For the scripture says, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. Well, if the minister is a beautiful example of a God-made man, if I'm in him and representing him, then I don't have to fall victim to lust. I don't have to fall victim to an illicit affair with a woman. I don't have to fall victim to sex because I'm tied into him and he's going to tie himself into me. So you can't be, and I can't be, a winner in selling the Final Call newspaper and not also have the same type of attitude when it comes to dealing with our women that may love us and see us dressed up and want to approach us as they approach the world. No, we're going to be cleaned up men. We're going to stand-up men. It don't have nothing to do with our perfection. It has everything to do with our principles and our morals. And we're not going to do to the women what we used to do to them when we were in the world. We're not going to give the women false hope or promises. We're going to turn those sisters over to the MGT. And we're going to let the MGT work with them. And then as God worked with us, then we're going to reward a well-made woman by giving her a well-made man.
Right.
No problem going out in the streets and dealing with our sisters. That ain't no problem for us, dear sisters. We can see y'all in any condition like we can see the men in any condition. Our job is to go out there to save you. We're soldiers in the army of God. And
that's
when we come out there, we don't care what you got on. We only care about getting you your salvation. So that's all I wanted to say. Thank you, dear sisters.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, sir. All praises to Allah. All praises to Allah. Okay, those of you who are, okay, I got Google chat. Those of you who are on Blog Talk chat, if you have a question, go ahead and type it in. And we're going to take one more call from the phone. This is Indianapolis. Last four numbers, 9181. Your mic is live.
As-salamu alaykum. This is Sister Carleria. I'm Sister Carleria. I'm Brother Hashim's wife, and I just wanted to call and say that I definitely support my husband, and I just want to say, you know, he is an excellent brother and an excellent example of an FOI, and I'm honored to be married to him. He definitely does the work, and he exemplifies everything that you would want to see in an FOI, and he's definitely a hard worker. He's also my best friend, and he's a great father, and I just wanted to say a few words and share that with you all and let my husband know that I'm proud that to be married to him and that he is my husband.
Praise to Allah. Okay. All right. We're gonna give Brother Hashim a moment. Go ahead and sniff that up, Brother Hashim. That is wonderful, sister. And I just want to say to my sister, thank you for being an extraordinary MGT, because I know that he could not do it without you. So thank you, sister, because it takes a woman to make a man for Allah, and I know that you got his back. So that's part of his greatness right there. All praises to Allah. So thank you, queen.
Praise to Allah.
Thank
you, sister. As-salamu alaykum.
Yes, ma'am. Wa alaykum salam. Okay, we got a call from either Stockton or Modesto, California, 8517. Your mic is now live. Last four numbers, 8517.
Assalamu alaikum, family.
Walaikum salam, sir. Walaikum salam, sir. Who are we speaking with?
This is Brother Kevin Muhammad calling out of, well, I'm in the Tracy, California area, but based in Oakland.
Okay.
Greetings, greetings.
Okay.
I don't know how I'm going to follow the sister up. I just can't do that, man. Wow. That was beautiful. Brother Hashem, keep up the good work, brother.
That's right.
I just want to say I support my brothers. Shout out to Brother Ali, the winner of the Final Call contest coming up. I said it.
No.
I still love you, Brother Derek. Yes, sir. It's going to be a wonderful thing. I just want to say I support the movement, and that in definition, a movement is a group of people working together to advance the shared political, social, and economic ideas and make it all a reality. So as we push in this Final Call, this movement will also include social movements, economic movements. This ball is going to get to rolling because this is what our leader wanted. He said in the 90s that he wanted to see 100 millionaires in the mosque. Well, we can't do that twiddling our thumbs. We have to get busy. So this is the start of it. I support these brothers. They are getting this ball rolling, and the youth of our nation are looking for this. They want this. So we applaud the brothers for doing this, as I said before. And let's get it going. May Allah bless you all. Thank you. That's all I got to say. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Walaikum salam. Okay, we have a question out of the Blog Talk chat room that is directed at Brother Derek for real. And Brother Derek, this question comes from a Brother Jamil Muhammad, and he says that, is there an ambulance or a medical specialist in place in the case Brother Derek for real passes out as he did after we competed against each other in Las Vegas in 2008?
Brother Derek? I don't know what you're talking about. It won't be no ambulance on the scene. I ain't never passed out, but it will be a fire truck to put out this fire that I'm finna put on Brother Ali. That's for sure. You know what I mean? And some police cars there in case anything else, but nah, we don't need no police cars. We had an FOI there, but it will be a fire truck on hand. Believe that.
Okay, well, Brother Jamil, I hope you heard that answer. Okay, and we got another call from the desert city, Las Vegas. Last four numbers, 2877. Your mic is now live. Last four numbers, 2877. Your mic is live. Going once, going twice. Okay. All right. Well, guess they didn't want to say anything. Okay, we got some questions out of Google Chat. And the first question comes from Michelle. So I guess this is for everybody on the board. She wants to know, have any of you ever been threatened or hurt selling the Final Call?
Absolutely. Not hurt, but threatened.
Yeah.
Okay, well, say who you are, because we can't all tell your voices apart. So tell us about your experience, whoever was hurt or threatened.
Go ahead, Brother Ali, Jr.
Praise be to Allah. What a question. Well, you know, some people don't take too kind to love. You know, our people, we really do lack love. You know, and you could tell by the 75%, now 75% divorce rate, right? We can't even love each other personally. That's tough. So if I'm going out in the street to try to love a man I don't know, surely that's, you know, 10 times tougher than loving somebody in-house. And that divorce rate is 75. So think about, you know, the no's and the anger and the frustration. And a lot of the frustration is just not at us. You know, of course, we get a bad rap. We get the media spear, you know, for our kinds of this, for our kinds of that, and the nation's this, and the nation did that to so-and-so. You know, we get all that. But some people, for whatever reason, you know, just has this, you know, this high
It's a high, it's an anger, it's a high level of anger. And, you know, and I know that that's really not at us, but we hold our discipline so well. And if you say, you know, N-word, I'm going to kill you, you know, we won't say I'm going to kill you. You know, we don't take threats lightly. No, no, ma'am, no, sir. But, you know, you got to understand, you know, how hurt our people are. So I've been threatened many times. And I'm going to tell you straight up, most of the people that have said crazy things to me are now my customers right now because I win them over. Tomorrow, I can see it in their eyes. If this nigga will say anything to me, I'm going to shoot him. And I might just hand him the paper. Not because I'm afraid, because I'm thinking about winning him over and getting him to the mosque. And how am I going to do that? The key that I was using, that I tried to use the first time, that ain't going to work. So if I got a bean pot, brother, would you like a bean pot? I don't like bean pot. Well, brother, I was just going to give you something to sample. I wasn't even asking you for no money. Gave that man a bean pot. Now he bought 3 bean pies every time he see me. This was just a dude who wanted to kill me 3 months ago. See, I'm pulling out so many keys. I got the keychain on the hip, like the man in the Matrix, the key man. He ain't got number keys. And I'm trying to figure out how to get this rusty lock before he kill me. See, if I don't get him, he gonna kill me. That's the thing about this whole program, our whole teaching. If we don't get the people in our community, they gonna kill us one day. So people ask me, how do you say something so quick? Because I'm thinking about these people, these crazy people, like Minister Farrakhan said in one of his DVDs, I got 40 million crazy people, y'all won't come help me. That's how I think. What is the population of the said nation of the real nation in Oakland? And I'm thinking about, oh, yeah, I got 80,000 crazy people ready to kill me. So what do I have to do? I have to give them the final call, like Malcolm say, by any means necessary. So sometimes a brother will roll by, and I will pay him to take the paper. And he said, man, what the hell is this? But then 3 months later, he's my customer, and he's buying the paper every week. So the whole goal is not for me to get a dollar from you today and for me to make a sale. Like Brother Hashim said, it ain't about the sale. It's not about that. We're trying to get into the minds of the people so they'll know how much we love them. And after they know how much we love them, with savings they give all around, brother, savings they give here, we're trying to give Minister Farrakhan a gift. You know, whatever you could do, $10, $50, $100, brother, tear off $50 and say, I love the minister. But he didn't love the minister. He never even heard of the minister until I, Brother Ali, by Allah's permission, gave him the paper. That's how important the paper is. So I'm going to rest my case on that.
I could say I've been threatened because, see, being from Indianapolis, it's a certain way that a soldier from Indianapolis soldier. You know, we like, that's boot camp right there. We a boot camp for the rest of the nation. We don't just stand on the sidewalk. We are very aggressive with the way we soldier. We walk up on your car, we land that final car right on your dashboard and let you know what it is. And a person can get offended. You better not walk up on my car and put them paper in my face. Now, I kill you. You're going to have to do that, but you're going to get the paper before you do all that. We be sarcastic about it. We be funny about it. But it's a certain way we soldier. So we're going to always get threats, you know, to being by a soldier in that type of way. But I'm hearing Brother Ali talking about a lot of consignment. But just know that in when it comes to April 30th in Compton, California, there will be no papers given away on consignment. Every paper will be sold. Believe that. We're not giving away nothing. That's not what this is about. These papers getting sold on April 30th, big brother. Believe that. And we got Brother Teron. Brother Duran out of L.A., he'll be like the referee, making sure everything's accounted for. We're not showing up on the corner with no money in our pocket, none of that. We'll be searched thoroughly, and that's what's going to happen. And we got our good brothers who put the documentary, the music documentary for the minister together with Brother Jami and the rest of the brothers out of L.A. They'll be videotaping this, and it's just going to be a real great event. But there won't be no consignment on April 30th for nobody.
Sister Queen,
See, he modified the rules. See, so I can't do it the way I do it in Oakland because I'm the king of Oakland. So they come see me on the first and the fifth. No, I'm just kidding. So I can do, you know, a little different stuff, right? But in Compton, no, they don't care. They're going to donate to help our nation and to help their salvation and help the Albums for Farrakhan to continue this great work. Now, everybody going to tear off something. Believe me.
Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah. Okay. Does someone else want to say something?
Yeah, this is to ask it, but this is about our shame. I'm still on that Google Blog Talk question. Has anyone ever been hurt or threatened with the final call? This is a time for me to put in a plug. Grandmaster Anthony Muhammad been saying this for a while. The minister is saying it. The Quran, all scriptures relate to a time where it's not going to be so peaceful. And if we just look at the heightened pressure that's put into society today on people, the stress level is very high. Crime is going up in various cities. Just here in Indianapolis, 11 people was killed in one week. That's including a Chinese man who owns a beauty supply store. My point is, it's time for us. The day for working out just to look good and to be in shape is over with. We got to work out to protect our families, to protect our wives, our husbands, our children, our brothers and sisters. We're not training just to say I know martial arts or to say I got a six-pack. We're training because we're going to have to protect our families one day. And doing the work that we do with the Final Call newspaper, being amongst our people, anything is subject to happen. No, I haven't been hurt. Of course, I've been threatened. And I've hurt some people who tried to aggress. But if I wasn't trained, and I tried to avoid it. If I wasn't trained or if I didn't know what to do in the situation, brothers be rolling up with guns in their car. Sometimes they'll pull them on you. So they won't pull them on you, but they'll let you see that they got the gun. And sometimes they just want to see if you're afraid. We ignore the gun. We keep on talking. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a situation like that. And women, listen, it's just like the military. But look how the wives are with brothers going to the military. They support them. We love you. Stay strong. We waiting for you when you come home. We can't wait to see you. We need our wives to stay strong and realize, man, that we seek refuge in Allah, who like the minister say, when they come at you, we turn into steel, man. Bullets miss us. We ain't worried about that kind of stuff. We afraid of Allah only. We fear nothing but Allah. And if you got some FOI and MGT, that's the scary type, the cowardice type, Allah is not your friend on that aspect. He is your friend when you put your faith, your confidence in him. So, yes, they threaten you, but sometimes if a dog finds out that you're afraid of it, it'll retreat. But when a dog, it could be a lame dog, when a dog see you scared, then it try to aggress. Same with a bully. If a bully see timidness in you, it'll aggress you. But if they see no fear in you, I don't care how big they are, they'll shrink. And so we need to get all the fear out of us. If you're going to represent the Final Call newspaper, you cannot be a scary type brother or sister. You misrepresenting us because we don't fear nothing but Allah. That's it.
That's right.
Thank you, Brother Hashim. And Brother Student Minister Robert, are you there, sir? Brother Robert? He probably has his phone on mute. Well, there's a question in the chat room just for him. Brother Robert, can you hear us?
Wa
alaikum salam. Okay, there's a question for you. There's a sister named Cherie, and Cherie says, ask Student Minister Robert why women can't sell the Final Call newspaper just as the brothers do. I think that we will get a better response and bigger sales than the brothers. Okay, so Student Minister Robert, I'm going to let you break that down for her.
you just might get a better response and sell. However, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us about the protection and the risks of a woman that God is making. So when God makes a woman, dear sister, he does not put his woman out in the wilderness among wolves. He don't put his woman out in the wilderness among these beasts. Even though you're a cleaned up sister striving to be righteous, this is the wilderness of North America. So the first job of the messenger of Allah is to protect the woman after he cleans that woman up. That sister, though, you're not forbidden to sell the Final Call newspaper. You are just not to be out in the street, and that's why I appreciate the question that was asked to the brothers beforehand. Have you ever encountered a situation out on the street where you were threatened or even possibly harmed while selling the newspaper? I was approached by a police officer when I was in Indianapolis, and that police officer was so upset that we were selling the Final Call and getting to our people, he pulled his car to the side of the street, the 38th and Keystone. He jumped out of his car. He proceeded to put his hands on me because I was selling the paper. And then when I removed his hand off of me quite forcibly, but I did remove his hand, then he called for backup. It was about 10 or more sheriff's cars on 38th Street, and the whole mosque came to support me. The thing that made me give in to police officers was all of the sisters came out. Brother Student Minister Nuri's wife, Sister Carrie, my wife, Sister Marlena, who was the student captain in Indianapolis at the time, and all of the believers were out, sisters and brothers, and it would have been a big thing. So my job was to protect the sisters. So I'll give in so that the sisters can be safe. Dear sister, we cannot allow you to be out in the street, in the middle of the median, on the corner, flagging the paper down with racists coming through spewing venom and hatred over Islam, with brothers riding around with AK-47s. You know they shoot women and babies because we don't aim well. So our job is to protect you. Do it in a more dignified manner. Get the paper out amongst your friend and your circle that you're involved in. Be dignified. Be the top of civilization for us. You are our pride and joy, and you let the man get out on the block and do the heavy work.
Yes, sir. And I just want to tell her, as an MGT sister, if you want to sell the Final Call, you can actually sell subscriptions to your coworkers. You can actually sell it at your beauty shop. You can sell it to your neighbors, but I don't know what city you're in, but please, we don't want to see you on the corner selling the paper. Okay, now, y'all have talked about this big competition with the Final Call, but I'm going to bring somebody in who's not on the West Coast, but he's on the East Coast, and he might outsell all of y'all. So I'm just going to bring him in because I'm mischievous like that. But Student Minister James Muhammad out of Tampa, Florida. As-salamu alaykum.
Oh, he definitely
on. Alaykum salam, queen. How are you?
Brother James, let me tell you what's going on. Now, these brothers, Brother Derek Faria, Brother Hashim Hakeem, Brother Ali Muhammad, and Student Minister Robert, I think he the ringleader of all this. There's a West Coast battle to sell the Final Call on who can sell the most. And really, I think it's between Brother Derek and Brother Ali. So now, I just want you to tell them how you tatted it up 65 years old down there in Florida. Break it down for them, Brother James.
Oh, first of all, let me greet my let me greet my dear brothers and fellow warriors and soldiers in the cause of Islam, helpers of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, the Jesus in our midst. I'm honored to be even in your presence, truthfully, even though it's via radio, I'm very honored to be in your presence, particularly my brother from Indiana, the top soldier in the Final Call newspaper. I'm honored. And I want to greet all of you with the greeting words of peace. We say it in the Arabic language, of course, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
Now, in truth, being the top seller, at least in the city, Tampa, it's not really anything to brag about because the achievement of that status only required me to sell 200 plus papers. That's a very low number to sell every week. My attempt, by the grace of Allah, is to serve as an inspiration to those soldiers who view the Final Call newspaper as an inordinate burden or a challenge that they just can't seem to meet and or overcome. It is the easiest thing in the world to do if you're in the right spirit and in the right frame of mind and committed to the mission of the resurrection of the dead. I have been blessed to receive awards for selling 300 papers a week, but here again, these are small numbers. The fact that I am 65 years old, a member of a nation led and ruled by a God that said that he would return us all back to the age of 16 and keep us there. And then the scripture says a baby will die at 100 years, so 65 years old is not really old at all. I know I shun the elder status that my brothers and sisters try to lay on me. The important thing when we are out and when we reach a certain age is that we always have a young soldier with us that we can bring along and to serve as an example for. My soldiering partner is only 22 years old. He's now approaching 200 papers, on his way to three and more. That's our job. It's wonderful for us to achieve any kind of substantial numbers on our own. That's wonderful. But the important thing is that we bring someone along and reproduce ourselves.
Yes, sir.
Always have a young protege, a young soldier. Bring them up. And once they're brought up, you retreat, or not retreat, but you recede to the background and put them in front and guide them from the rear, but always being the example that they could look up to, that they could reach up to, always being that source of inspiration, that source of encouragement, always demonstrating that there is no challenge that cannot be met and overcome. And I listened to my brothers talk about fearlessness. You are absolutely right. But fearlessness, I'm not going to say but, I'll just say in addition, fearlessness does not necessarily mean that you are not afraid. Fearlessness means that when you are afraid, you challenge your fear and you overcome your fear. That's the triumph.
Yes, sir.
The triumph.
Yes, sir.
And yes, brother, I've had guns brandished at me. I've been cursed. Well, you know the drill, brothers. I'm not even going to go through that. Anybody that is prolific in the distribution of the Final Call, we're going to experience it. And you're right. It means nothing at all. We ignore it. We ignore it. And we continue our dialogue. The most important thing, two things. One, get the paper in the hands of the people. And two, remember that however you deal with that situation, however you leave that situation, that is their impression of what a Muslim follower of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan represents. We must always keep that in mind. We are representatives. And the people, in fact, we are the lens through which they see the minister and they see the nation. Always remember that. But Allah is merciful. Allah is merciful. Now, I'm not worthy to touch the hem of my brother's garment from Indiana. But dear brother, dear brother, I cannot tell you how grateful to Allah we are for you, dear brother. Being the carrier of the top minister, the best minister, the Final Call newspaper. And so you give me an example to reach up to. There's no limit to what we can do. I intend to do this until Allah stops me.
All praise due to Allah.
But along the way, I want to reproduce myself, duplicate myself, multiply myself.
So if God
does decide to stop me, I never stop because I'm still going in my reproduction and in my multiplication. I'm not going anywhere.
All praise due to Allah.
All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Okay, I'm going to stop talking now.
Thank you so much, Brother James, for coming in and sharing this, you know, your success with us, because I know that, you know, you really brought Brother Tracy along, and I don't know what you started out with, but I know that every week I talk to you, the numbers will get more and more and more. So, you know, thank you for your words of inspiration for Brother Derek and Brother Ali and Brother Hashim and everyone on the line. There are many FOI that we've spoken to already, and so this is what it's really about. When you're really in the Nation of Islam, and I know all of these brothers who have been in here, you know, we're talking about this competition that's coming up on April 30th, and we're talking about the, you know, the numbers of the Final Call, but the one thing that I don't think any of us has mentioned is that these brothers, our dear brothers, sell this paper every day. Rain, snow, sleet, hail, shine, it's every day. And so when you hear that they've been in the nation 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, with Student Minister James, 40 years of selling this paper. And so this is the dedication. This is the commitment. This is the work. This is what is giving our people their salvation. And the brothers will probably never know how many people they have helped, and they probably will never know how many people they have really fished in, because it might be a brother or a sister that you sold that paper to, and you might have sold it to them 20 times, and maybe on that 21st time they said, you know what, I'm going to submit my will to do the will of Allah, and you just never know. So this is the work. Yes.
Well, I was going to say, if I may, I just want, this brother Derek, I just want to, you know, we talk to honor our pioneers, and I have nothing but love and the utmost respect for Brother James, because I have had a chance to soldier with Brother. I used to live down in Miami for some years, and
oh,
we traveled to Tampa. And, you know, that brother, you're a mighty soldier, brother, and I just thank Allah for you and being able to soldier with you and still, you know, just let you know that nothing you have done will ever just go null and void. We'll always hold this flag up for you, big brother. So
That's right.
Thank you, Brother Derek. All praise is due to Allah. Thank you, brother. That's what
praise
it's all about. All praise is due to Allah.
All praise is due to Allah.
Okay. We're going to take one more question, then we're going to hear from Student Minister Robert. So one more call. Area code 317, last four number 6223.
Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Theophilus Muhammad from Indianapolis, Indiana.
That's my corner, man. Go ahead, brother.
Okay.
First of all,
praise is due to Allah.
I thank Allah.
Is another one of them nation dudes. He one of them top final call salesmen in the whole nation, Brother Theophilus. He wants them. That's
right.
He got Brother Derek back on his square. Go ahead,
soldier.
Say what you
can say. All praise is due to Allah. Yeah. First of all, you know, I thank Allah for all of the mighty soldiers and the soldierettes who continue to hold up the flag of Islam, who are out here striving to do what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has instructed us to do. I thank Allah for Brother Ali, Allah for Brother Derek, Brother Student Minister James, Brother Hashim, Brother Robert.
Allahu
and, Allah. You know, even though, although we may have righteous, as long as we're out there doing what we do in righteous competition, we all win.
That's right. We win.
Our people win. And the main thing is to get our people on the ark. But we all win when we're doing what the minister has instructed us to do on what we sign up to do. And, you know, there is no fear in a soldier for Muhammad.
Come
he
on,
fear
man.
Nothing and no one
Come
but
on.
Allah. And I've had a chance to soldier with Brother Hashim. We traveled up and down the highways together and in Indianapolis. And we've been through some battles together. And Brother Derek, oh man, we went through the brutal winters together, hot, you know, in the heat together. And what I've noticed in all of these brothers is that they have true love for our people, and true love casts out what? Fear.
Yeah, that's right.
So the reason why they don't fear and we don't fear is because we have a true love for our people, and we want to see our people come out of this condition. So we thank Allah for these fearless freedom fighters that Allah has given to us and our people. And, you know, we have to be doers of the word.
Come on.
And, you know, all of us, you know, especially when we get a little bit of knowledge, oh, man, we can talk water out of a rock. But the reality of it is that when we're doers of the word, that speaks louder than any words that can come out of our mouths, because lips can say anything, but numbers don't lie.
Come on, brother.
So we want to continue to be doers of the word, make the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan proud, and show our people in a world that's full of hatred, self-hate, in a world that's diametrically opposed to anything that resembles Allah or resembles righteousness, that we are dedicated to fight for the liberation of our people, to make that man, Minister Farrakhan, happy, and to get
Come
our
on.
People on the ark, which is the nation of Islam. So,
Come
brothers,
on.
May Allah continue to bless you. No matter who wins as far as the numbers, you all are winners in my books, brothers. In my book, and may Allah continue to bless you. I love you, brothers, and inshallah. You know, the biggest challenge that we have is the challenge of self. So we can challenge each other, but we have to learn. That's the biggest challenge is to overcome those difficulties in self. So I don't necessarily get up and say, hey, brother, I want to challenge you. I'm challenging me, because
on,
that's
man,
the biggest obstacle in my life and our lives is the challenge of self.
So in everything else, man, it is what it is. But may Allah continue to grant us all mercy and protection and success, brothers. I love you all, black man.
Love you
and
too,
sister.
Love you too, soldier.
And I'm going to get off the line, and assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Oh, wow. You know what? I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm going to tell you what happened, and I usually don't share this. I had a sister inbox me when I was promoting this show, and she told me, the brothers are not going to come on your show, sister. And, you know, where that came from, I don't know. I've had many brothers on my show before, but I guess she thought that maybe you would be reluctant to come on because I was a female, you know, I'm a sister or whatever. But I tell you, I've been doing this for almost 3 years. And this is one of the most beautiful shows that I have ever done. I think the journey with Farrakhan will always be my favorite, as I had the student ministers gather and tell us how they came into the nation and how they met the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. But next to that, I would have to say that this is the most beautiful display of love and unity and solidarity that I have ever been able to help bring together and allow the listening audience to see and hear the brotherhood and how you all interact with one another and the love and the expression and the respect. And this is the message. And this is why I stay on the airwaves, to give the world this demonstration of how we can come together. And there were no ugly words and there was no misunderstandings, but it was expression of love and appreciation, you know, from caller to caller to call in, the sisters that called in to uplift the brothers. All praises due to Allah. I'm not going to get emotional, but
praises,
I love y'all
Allah.
So
all
much.
Praises due to
I
Allah.
Love
all
you all.
Praises due to
Allah.
We love you, sister.
Yes.
Hey,
all we're going to do is say, you know, just get used to it, Queen, because this ain't the last time this is going to happen. You know, this is something.
That's right.
You know, this right here, it's like, you know, this is like HBO right here. This is our HBO airway. This is how we can get this
right.
out right
That's
here.
Right.
And it's not just with myself and Brother Ali in the heavyweight division. We got a middleweight division for brothers like Brother James, who say 200 is a great number, brother. That's a middleweight division. So we got a middleweight division. We got a lightweight division for brothers only pushing 100 papers. It's for everybody who want to accept the challenge and keep this thing going. We just... the heavyweights are told to step up and do it, but keep these airwaves open because this is our avenue to help promote this. This is beautiful. We thank you for it, sis, and just get used to it because there'll be many more.
Come on.
All praise.
And I have to thank my brother Ali and my brother Robert as well, because Brother Student Minister Robert said something in a meeting last week. He said we have to show our brothers and sisters that we have fun with our Islam. You know, we ain't no punks out here. Muhammad don't make
That's
that.
Right.
And we
That's
have
right.
the most fun. We know what fun is, so this is what it is. And we're going to have fun doing this. Ali going to have fun losing. And we're going to have fun doing everything we do it. By the grace of Allah. But you're not losing, but, you know, in the spirit of right competition, you finna get your head dealt to you, brother.
Come on, brother.
Okay,
before
we go, I want to make sure that this competition is going down April 30th, right, if I'm not mistaken? It's April 30th?
Yes, ma'am. April 30th, it'll be for five days. The first one to sell 500 papers will hold that title right there. And we will hear the words, and still, heavyweight champion of the Final Call newspaper, Brother Derek For Real, remains. So that's what we do here.
Okay, so listen, this is what's up. This is what we're going to do. Okay, we're going to have y'all back before then. We're going to have you back before then. Okay?
Okay.
So, and then what I'm going to make sure to happen I'm going to make sure, Brother Derek and Brother Ali, that the MGT come out and support y'all and give the F4I a dinner that night. Okay? I'm going
to
set it up.
To Allah.
Word is mine. Okay? Yes, sir. And so let me hear from Brother Robert. Brother Robert, come on, give us a closing thought. And thank you. Yes.
Sister Quinn, before we hang up, this is Brother Ali from Oakland. I wanted to say, Brother Robert, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, and I love you, brother, for backing us and standing with us as we are part of our nation, and you are not afraid, brother, to help people in your nation. I really, really, words can't even express how much I thank you, Brother Robert, and you too, Brother Hashim. But Brother Robert, on this one right here, I love you and I really thank you, brother. I need to say that to you in front of everyone.
Man, I love you too, dear brother. And I thank all of y'all so much, man. What makes us happy, dear sister, all of these men on the line, is that we may, or we do have fathers because we're in the world. But when we met that man, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, everything that we had been looking for all of our lives. And when everybody walked away from us and when people told us that we couldn't be, that we wouldn't be, when they told us that we couldn't do it and that we would never come back from where we were, the minister brought us back to life. And that's why we are putting our lives on the line every day to sell this Final Call newspaper. And that's why you hear the spirit of love in these brothers, because the scripture says that, lo, before the great and dreadful day of the coming of the Lord, I will send you Elijah.
Go ahead.
He will turn the heart of the children back to their fathers. Well, who is our father? One of our fathers is Jesus. One of our fathers is Abraham. One of our fathers is Moses. Our father is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Our father is the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And when we turn back to them, that's why you hear the love in brothers. That's how you hear the love of this sister with tears for us. So I would like to say to all the brothers that's on the line, it ain't going to be no just April the 30th.
Come on, that's right.
Man, this is every week. The minister said that he wanted us to do 6 months all-out push.
That's
he didn't say one day. He said 6 months. So we're going to air this one. We're going to air this battle out. But if we can't get back on the radio, man, after April 30th, Brother Derek, we back out there. Brother Ali, we back out there. Brother Hashim, we back out there. And all the
brothers that's right.
We're going to take on our backs to ignite the flame that's going to get this Final Call back up where it's supposed to be, and we're not going to ever let that fall again. Dear sister, thank you so much for your love and your kindness for giving us a forum to be able to have this type of righteous fun on your radio show where the brothers can talk about not beating each other up like boxers or not beating each other up like MMA warriors, but we're going to go out in righteous competition and beat the devil up with the Final Call newspaper.
Come on,
whatever place. Just think about it, man. If Brother Derek do 500 first, I know he ain't going to stop. You know Brother Hashim ain't going to stop at just no 500.
Right.
These brothers going to crack 1,000.
Come on, brother.
We know they're not going to stop in Los Angeles. We great crack this thing wide open. And when our father hear about what we doing, he going to say to us, dear brothers, well done. We love you, brother. We love you, dear sisters. And let's keep the spirit and may Allah bless all of us. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam. All praises due to Allah. Okay, that's our show. As usual, we're over time. So join us tomorrow at 8 p.m. Central for Conscious Black Nation. Tuesday, 7 p.m. for Disaster Preparedness. Wednesday, our hip hop comedy show at 7 p.m. Thursday, I'll be back with the MGT to MGT, what the MGT need to know about the FOI. So that's Thursday at 8 o'clock. And on Friday, we'll be blessed with Student Minister James, with our live study group put on the new man. Next Saturday on Young, Gifted, and Black, I think we have Mr. Mark Gordon, who is the last surviving member of the trio Levert, and then next Sunday we'll be right back here with Trumpet, the good news. I don't know what the topic will be, but we'll be here next Sunday at 6:30. Thank you all, brothers. Original
Thank
salute
you,
to you, brother Student Minister Robert. Original salute, brother Hakeem and brother Ali and brother Derek. All of you, thank you all so, so very much. Student Minister James, you know I love you abundantly.
Love
so
you too.
So thank you, and may Allah continue to bless you. I'm going to have you brothers back here before April 30th, and you are an inspiration to our nation. And so we're going to see who else is going to take up the challenge and join us on the radio, because I want to hear some of that righteous trash talking. And you know I'm from 54, but I got to get 45 in there, because I'm here down here with 45. So I'm gonna see what Robert and Captain Steve got to say about all this here.
Yes,
and we're gonna mix it all in there real nice. So thank you, brothers. Thank you.
Thank you,
original salute to you all, and may Allah continue to bless us all. As I leave you, as we came before you, in our nation's greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum. One nation, one love. Good night, y'all.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam.